Breathe. Get the most from life. Liverpool Heart and Chest Hospital NHS Foundation Trust. Coping with chronic respiratory disease. What are chronic respiratory diseases? Chronic respiratory diseases, or CRDs, are diseases of the airway and other structures of the lung. Unfortunately, lung damage is irreversible. However, there are things you can do to control your symptoms and manage your condition, and ultimately improve the quality of life. There are four main types of CRDs: COPD, bronchiectasis, asthma, and interstitial lung disease. This includes pulmonary fibrosis. Chronic obstructive respiratory disease, COPD. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, is not one single disease, but an umbrella term used to describe chronic lung diseases that cause limitations in lung airflow. The more familiar terms, chronic bronchitis and emphysema, are no longer used, but are now included within the COPD diagnosis. The condition is obstructive because it limits the flow of air into and out of your lungs. Emphysema affects the air sacs. Chronic bronchitis affects the airways. What causes COPD? Smoking is the biggest cause, 90% of all COPD cases. Exposure to chemicals and duct small particles, for example, asbestos and aerosols. Environmental exposure, for example, pollution. Alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency, which is a rare genetic condition. Bronchiectasis. Bronchiectasis is an abnormal widening of one or more airways. Extra mucus pools in part of the widened airways, or widened airways with extra mucus, are prone to infection. For up to half of the people diagnosed with bronchiectasis, there is no clear underlying cause. Some illnesses linked to bronchiectasis include having a severe lung infection in the past, inflammatory bowel disease, immune system deficiencies, rheumatoid arthritis, or a problem with the normal structure or function of your lungs, such as primary ciliary dyskinesia. Asthma. Asthma is characterized by recurrent attacks of breathlessness and wheezing, which vary in severity and frequency from person to person. During an asthma attack, the lining of the bronchial tubes swell, causing the airways to narrow and reducing the flow of air into and out of the lungs. Asthma often runs in families and people who have allergies. Interstitial lung disease, ILD. There are more than 200 different ILDs. In ILDs, there can be scarring in the lungs or inflammation in the lace-like network of tissue that supports the air sacs in your lungs. Idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis is a type of ILD. It is a build-up of scar tissue. Idiopathic means the cause is unknown. It usually affects people around 70 to 75 years of age and is rare in people under 50. It causes the lungs to become stiffer and lose their elasticity, so they are less able to inflate and take oxygen from the air you breathe. How are CRDs diagnosed? From a detailed clinical history, from spirometry, important to get this done every year, from a chest x-ray, MRI or CT scan. Common symptoms: a chronic cough, wheezing, this is the sound produced when air is passing through narrowed airways, excess phlegm, shortness of breath, hyperventilation, fatigue. Secondary problems could be low mood and depression, anxiety, difficulty doing daily tasks and activities, a loss of libido, or weight loss. What you can do to help: stop smoking. Stopping smoking is the most important thing you can do and the most effective way of slowing further lung damage. Take medications as prescribed by your GP. Use the correct inhaler technique. Your local pharmacist can advise further on this if you are unsure of the correct technique. Keep active. Being active can help improve your breathing and quality of life. Eat well. It's important to eat a nutritionally balanced diet and to maintain a healthy body weight. Keep up to date with vaccinations. Make sure you get your flu vaccination every year to protect you against the flu viruses. Your doctor should also offer you a vaccination against pneumonia. You only need to have this once. Know what to do during a flare-up. A flare-up, sometimes called an exacerbation, is when your symptoms become particularly severe. Stopping smoking. It's never too late to give up. Stopping smoking will reduce the risk of further damage to your lungs and reduce the risk of other health problems such as heart disease and stroke. Support is available from GPs, practice nurses, local pharmacists and Smoke Free Liverpool. For further information, contact Smoke Free Liverpool on 0151 374 2535 or visit www.smokefreeliverpool.co.uk. Signs of an exacerbation: increase in breathlessness or wheezing, an increase in phlegm, a change in the phlegm colour. If you have any two of these symptoms, take action. But also look for an increase in fatigue and tiredness, a loss of appetite, and reduced sleep. Take action. How to manage an exacerbation of your CRD. Increase use of your blue inhaler if you feel you need it. Collect a phlegm sputum sample if possible. Your GP practice will have sample pots. Start your rescue pack, antibiotics and steroids if you have one. Phone your GP practice. You should hear back from your GP practice within 4 hours. You should always phone your GP, even if you have started your rescue pack. What to consider during an exacerbation? Allow more time for doing daily activities. Increase rest time and use relaxation techniques. Use breathing techniques to clear phlegm, deep breaths, huff and a cough. Eat smaller amounts more frequently and increase your fluid intake. Danger signs: if you are so breathless you cannot complete a sentence, you have chest pain, or you're confused or drowsy, dial 999. GP and practice nurse. First point of contact if you are experiencing a flare-up of your condition. Make sure you let the receptionist know that you have a chest problem and you need treatment. As you have a chronic chest condition, your GP surgery has to respond within 4 hours of you reporting a worsening of your symptoms by either giving you an appointment, arranging a telephone consultation, or sorting you out a prescription for you to start treatment. Your GP practice will keep you up to date with your vaccinations, and your practice nurse should check up on you regularly. GP out-of-hours service provide night and weekend cover. Liverpool Community Respiratory Team, CRT. The team is made up of doctors, specialist nurses and chest physiotherapists. It provides a rapid access specialist service targeting the management of exacerbations of COPD in the community. Provides a hospital at home service for your patients who are having a flare up of their chest condition. You can ask your GP to refer you, or if you have been admitted to hospital, a doctor from the hospital can refer you. The team can provide the following: prescription medication, nebulized therapy. They can monitor daily symptoms and give you referral to other services to support you. Liverpool Community Health, NHS Trust. For further information, visit http://www.liverpoolcommunityhealth.nhs.uk/health-services/therapy-services/community-respiratory-se. Community Matron. If you've been in hospital once or twice in the last year, you may be allocated a community matron. Matrons are community-based specialist nurses. They can review you regularly at home or be your first port of call if you're unwell, Mondays to Fridays. Non-clinical support. You can get this from the British Lung Foundation, Breathe Easy, Liverpool Healthy Homes, Health Trainers, or Healthiness. The British Lung Foundation. This is a charity organisation that raises awareness about lung disease, the dangers that cause it, and how to look after your lungs. How to contact? You can call them on 0207 688 5555, Monday to Friday between 9am and 5pm. Or you can go to the website at https://www.blf.org.uk. Breathe Easy. Support groups for people living with lung conditions, including their family, friends and carers. Make new friends who know about what you're going through and learn more about living with a lung condition. Breathe Easy Liverpool South. When? The fourth Monday of every month. Where? Lloyd's Room, Bridge Chapel Centre, Heath Road, Liverpool, L19 4XR. Time, 1:30pm. Call 03000 030 555. Breathe Easy Liverpool North. When? Every Friday. Where? Aintree Baptist Church, Longmore Lane, Liverpool, L9 OEF. Time 1pm to 3pm. And you can call them on 03000 030 555. Liverpool Healthy Homes. The Healthy Homes team provide free help and advice to local people who are struggling to pay their energy bills to heat their homes. If you can't keep your home warm at a reasonable cost and meet their eligibility criteria, they can provide emergency fuel payments, install a full central heating system, carry out boiler safety checks, repairs and replacements, install double glazed windows and doors, replace radiators, draft proof your property, make minor repairs to casement windows, and change your lighting to LED lighting, which is 10 times more efficient. How to contact? You can call them on 0800 0121 754. Email them on healthyhomesprogram@liverpool.gov.uk, or go to the website at www.liverpool.gov.uk/healthyhomes. Live Wire Liverpool Health Trainers. Health trainers offer one-to-one support, guidance and motivation to individuals who want to make a change to their lifestyle. The service can also signpost individuals to other services, groups and organisations in your local area. Health trainers will provide guidance, support and motivation with healthy eating, losing weight, physical activity, stopping smoking, substances, reducing alcohol consumption and reducing stress and anxiety. How to contact? Call 0300 00 32322. Monday to Friday between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. You can email them on healthtrainerreferrals@livewireliverpool.org, or you can go to the website at https://livewireliverpool.co.uk. Healthiness. Healthiness is a non-profit health and fitness provider based in Liverpool. It provides exercise classes that target all abilities, offers group exercise and education classes addressing a series of health topics to help you achieve an improved state of health and fitness. How to contact? You can call them on 0151 728 8874. You can email them on info@healthiness.co.uk, or go to the website at http://healthinesslimited.co.uk. For further information about anything on this CD, go to www.thebreatheprogram.co.uk.